JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in our program, Health Ministry to stage campaign for healthy living. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. The Ministry of Health will be embarking on a series of health campaign activities to encourage the population to consume healthy foods even as it gets ready for the distribution of food-based dietary guidelines.
Food-based dietary guidelines are close to completion, and a public education campaign will be undertaken to promote portion size and the healthy food choices. We'll also shortly be launching the completed manual on physical activity for the workplace.
Minister of Health, Dr. Fenton Ferguson. The minister informed that he has met with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica and operators of food outlets, but stressed that individuals must make food choices that will protect their health.
We continue to recommend healthy food choices in schools and other public institutions, and promote the consumption of a variety of fruits and vegetables daily, and the reduction of salt and fats in your diet. 30 minutes of physical activity per day, at least 3 times per week.
The month of February is used by the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, with support from the Ministry of Health and several corporate entities, to encourage persons to prevent heart disease through their many awareness activities. This year's observation is being held under the theme, Sugar, Are You Too Sweet? Healthy Eating for a Healthy Heart. Minister Ferguson says the theme is in support of strategies to promote responsible health habits and reduce non-communicable diseases. The month-long activities will seek to raise awareness for the reduction of saturated fat and sugars in processed food.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Vision 2030 seeks to strengthen disease surveillance, mitigation, risk reduction, and responsiveness of the health system. The aim is to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
We usually walk. Sometimes we don't have boot power with foot. Sometimes we left from school, lunchtime, and come out here to eat baked dumpling and sugar water. Sometimes turn caramel without the meat. Karen, Golden Grove.
And you're also welcomed to share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company and encouraging you to lead a healthy life.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.